Wagwan speakers, welcome to another episode of the Unspoken Podcast. Yay! This is episode 58. Hey, I'm super excited for this episode. I have guests, of course. Okay. My paintings are in the area. Hey. How are you guys feeling?
This feels really like an initial back to doing podcasts. Okay.
Welcome to Unspoken.
Thank you so
Who's
much.
Gonna first start introducing themselves as? On my
I
right.
Can only start from the right.
From the right.
All right. So, hi guys, the unspoken one. The
speakers. My community is called the speakers.
The speakers community. Yeah. All right. I'm Atino Wasal. Yes. Another podcaster.
Yay.
And I'm so happy to be here today with a witty for the unspoken speakers.
Episode 58.
Okay. Episode 58.
Welcome.
I'm here for it.
Karibu.
Okay.
Hi speakers, Dala Dala is my name. You can call me Dala though. I'm a storyteller, visual storyteller, and I'm so excited to be here with you guys. Can't wait to just, you know, soak in the whole unspoken vibe.
Oh, welcome. Nice. Dala is like my sister in content creation. As loud as me.
Oh, yeah.
And I've been a story vloggers. Sumo vloggers, man.
Please check us out.
Check us out. So I'm super excited for today. And then month after coming.
I know.
Today was a hectic day first month. So thank you guys for being patient. You know how shoot days are so hectic.
Trust me, I have done it. I know what it feels like. It's excruciating, bana. Ume plan which they don't go the way you had planned for, but you still have to do it. Like,
but you're here.
Every single time.
So but guys, you gotta upload your mind for the consistency.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
But then we celebrate you.
Unspoken community is growing.
Exactly. Yeah,
it's becoming bigger. First, congratulations on your win.
Thank you.
I'm so happy for your journey.
Thank you.
Consistency. Making sure you give us content every other week
and
not twice a week now.
Round of
applause.
Thank you. Let me receive my flowers.
Please.
Thank you. So today's Sunday, you guys. The last episode was the TK Land episode. It's gonna be dropping the other week. But next week, today you're here because next week is International Women's Day.
Exactly. Yay. The 8th of March.
International Women's Day.
Yes. Celebrating as women.
Yeah. But before even you get into that, dues gotta be paid. I'm shooting at Lake City Studios, you guys. I'm always hooking you guys up. People always in my DMs, where do you shoot your podcast? Where can you do this? Yeah, I'm at Lake City Studios. It's opposite KCT, you guys. So if you wanna shoot a podcast, if you wanna record music, there's a music academy, there's a DJ academy, there's a production studio. So all that thing, it's here. Contact them, you guys. I'm gonna leave their contact here so you can contact them. Yeah. And of course, speaker of the week. There's a segment here where I upload speakers of the week. The most active speaker, the most like say an askizan podcast and is always interacting. So the speaker of the week this week is the more you interact and engage, you become the speaker of the week, and maybe you can become an a guest. So speaker of the week today is Movin. Shout out to Movin Achie. I see you guys. But she's also an aspiring podcaster.
Oh, nice.
So shout out to
there's
Movin.
Space for everyone.
There's space for
welcome.
The cake is too big.
Ah, we cannot eat it.
There's enough of everything.
Yes.
So, yeah. We don't get to keep over here. So shout out to Movin, speaker of the week. Let's get into it. How are you feeling, Osal?
I'm feeling so good. I'm ready.
You're ready. Yeah. Wait, what does International Women's Day mean to you?
International Women's Day, for me, it's a day set aside to celebrate women and how far we've come. Because let's speak the truth, we've come from so far. Back in the days, some we didn't even experience as us, this generation. But listening to the stories of women that came before us and the women that came before them and where we are right now, there's so much to celebrate. So Women's Day for me is celebrating women, everything we've gone through, the good and the bad, and just making sure that we keep on going forward together. So that is what it means for Women's Day, and I'm ready.
That's so subdolous. Yeah. What does International Women's Day mean to you?
I think for me, I don't know if it will sound a bit controversial, but for me, it's pussy evolution. Pussy evolution.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
You know, it's like when women, when like we get to have that one day to celebrate the divine feminine energy.
Exactly.
It's so beautiful. So yeah, for me, that's what it means. This being a woman, the fact that I'm a woman, I can do whatever I want as a woman, exactly. I'm being celebrated for it. Why not? However, I feel like it should be every day, but it's good if you've got a day.
Because I was telling someone that I'm coming to record an episode today about International Women's Day, and they're like, what is there like International Women's Day though? Please, no?
They created it on Valentine's Day.
No, that is men's conference. Not men's day. There's a men's day, but it's not given as much light.
It's them who don't give it much. I've even forgotten this.
Actually, I hear so many men complain. I hear so many men complaining, oh, you give so much in it to Women's Day. Women actually give more power to what is about them.
It's about them.
But you people will think I'm controversial also, but hey, if you don't speak for yourself, nobody's going to speak for you. You have to start first. And then we'll pick up the mantle and help you. So unless you start to go up at it and relax with our Women's Day.
So yes. Happy International Women's Day to all the girls.
Please be on your pink era.
Your pink era.
Soft girls.
So this is a girlies episode. It's to my girlies. Mm-hmm. This is to my girlies, to you guys. Mm-hmm. That's why I have my girlies up here. Today's episode, we're just going to be talking about everything girls.
I'm here
because
for
it's women's.
I'm here for it.
Everything. And I'm Institute of Feminist.
I'm a feminist.
Do you want us to start about feminism?
I'm a feminist.
I'm not a feminist.
I'm not afraid to say it. I am.
Me, I'm a feminist.
Everything I am today nowadays, is because of feminists.
What, like, I feminist. Used to be like, I didn't like a yesterday.
Okay. The explanation of what feminism is right now is the problem. But to get back to the roots.
Because the analogy that I get, I'm always like,
It's a fight against gender of who is better than the other. But looking back at what real feminism is, just supporting women's rights, making sure that women actually get the same resources, the same, like there's a job. Can we also be considered for that? That is what I'm for. But the gender fight right now that is going on, we've watered it down so much, but...
To me, I interpret feminism as being a girl's girl. I'm there for my girl. That's me. That's why I say I'm a feminist.
Exactly.
Being a girl's girl, I'm a girl's girl. Yeah. I'm always going to be on my girl's side.
But remember, also, being a girl's girl means also calling out girls when they do wrong.
Yes.
Not at all. You know, she's a woman. Yeah, we will support her.
Of course, definitely.
Come rain, come sunshine. So,
I think for me, I like your explanation, being a girl's girl, because for me, I can relate to that. But what I don't relate to with feminism, like you were saying, that it's a gender war, because I'm always like, no. You see, by the time you're fighting for something, then you've already lost it. So for me, I always say I'm not a feminism, and I'm an emancipated woman. Mm-hmm. I know that I've not lost anything. Mm-hmm. Yes, I will equally fight that right with that dude. At when you tell you me letter for the same position, let's say because I'm a presenter, such a year me letter. Of course, our voices are different, but I'm not gonna put myself down. At, oh, I'm a woman, and you know, sisi watu na ikelewa, kitu na unelewa. No, bitch, that's not right. You fight for that stuff on your own. So for me, I believe. Feminism is fight knowing that you've already lost it. Emancipation is knowing I've never lost it. Yeah, and you fight for it and you get it.
Oh, I like
period.
That.
But you know, can I just correct something before you can continue? I'm so sorry for this. But Della, there was a time what you're enjoying right now that you can apply for a radio job with a man and get it wasn't possible.
Yeah.
Okay, so we also have to look back
it
at
was
what
made
happened
possible by people who are fighting. It is not my problem that I don't have it. I have to fight for it. It was not made possible by people who sat back and felt pity for themselves.
Exactly.
Okay. Who fought for them?
Who fought for it?
Exactly.
And that's emancipation.
Where girls are on fire.
I know.
But as much as you're celebrating International Women's Day, as much as we're all about the girlies, we're girls, but the things that I think as girls we do that we should stop normalizing. Mm-hmm. There's something that we do like I don't totally agree with them. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about things we should stop normalizing as girls.
Ooh.
Things we should stop normalizing. Wake a day. Things we should stop normalizing as a girl.
Can I go first?
Please.
Not normalize girls who can't cook.
Please.
The fakest shit
then,
ever.
I'm a pika chapo, alafu akapost kwa mtandao and then kuna team madam. Ati sisi wenye hatujui kupika chapo tendenyu haiko by the way.
Yeah.
Like you were raised by a mom or like a female figure for you to start saying proudly on the internet that you don't know how to cook.
And then people take it as cool.
And it's cool that you're cool. Oh, yeah. That you're cool. You can't cook.
Like, just knowing how to cook for yourself and cook
up. But they have a friend. Actually,
and I think it's a nice thing to say.
Imagine even if your friend doesn't know how to cook. Like, teach your friend. Like, show them. When you say, can't say manga, maybe there's juke pick up pillow. Let me know. I have friends who, they didn't know how to cook pillow before. Oh, yeah. But they're like, Lola, you make nice pillow. Teach us. I taught them. And nowadays, they cook. So, me when I feel,
even there's YouTube.
YouTube.
And then, Dala, you don't have to know everything. Don't have to be the chef. But there are things like ugali, you just have to know how to cook that shit. What do you tell me?
You're not asking it to be
exactly. It's the same way we keep on telling people.
Drill
things like washing, those are skills you're supposed to have for survival. Same as cooking, because you can't have money for order-ins every other time, for takeout every other time. So at least you have to pick a rice.
Even if you do, ugali. But when unataka kutoka hii atika wewe unajua kupika.
Like survivors like. Girl, you need to know how to cook, man.
That is.
If you're watching this, this is your sign to go to the kitchen.
Please. Even for yourself.
For yourself.
Please. Exactly. Learn something else. Yes.
Is something you think you should stop normalizing? Again?
Okay. As girls, I think we should stop normalizing these very weird beauty standards that we have created for ourselves.
Can I say wine? Please, sisters. Because what's with the white eyebrow we are seeing on timelines?
Okay, everyone.
Wendo, what is it? What's with the? I'm anything dot kwa shamba.
I like no, you na ibe.
Okay. What's with the white eyebrows? Say it, kona my eyebrows are white, na brown.
Maroon.
Okay, what I'm talking about is not even those, because I know Wendo has this aesthetic of her own, the white hair, blonde hair. It's not white hair, blonde hair. But what I have a problem with is.
Blonde eyebrows?
These like BBL things.
Did you start having blonde eyebrows?
I have a problem with the BBLs. The lips look like...
nose jobs and lip
air
jobs.
Air has been pumped into them and they're pink. And then one day your ass is very big, the next day it's raining. What the problem I have with them is, okay, the beauty and it's nice to see, okay? But now if things change, okay, we have a new trend that now flat buds are now trending. The reversal effects of it on your life, on your health, is what I have a problem with. So, and society has made it look like we need to keep on getting these things. And even us girls are now putting pressure on ourselves to keep on.
You need to keep up with the beauty standards.
Exactly. Yeah. And they're draining us. But I'm talking about 23-year-old and that looks like they're 50 or 40.
Please. I'm still gushing about not less. What we're going to show another hairstyle. Like, I'm just like, I'm going to
sit here. You're too new for slow. You're too new for slow.
But please,
I know. But you're speaking about beauty standards. This reminded me of something called beauty privilege. Is it a thing?
Yeah, it's there. It has been there for a long time, and it's not going to end now. Let's just say the truth. Yeah, it's not going to end right now.
And like, how does it affect us as Chileans?
Number one, there are girls who are beautiful and there are some very beautiful girls.
I had something controversial from TikTok the other day when I was researching beautiful privilege. The chick who said, not everyone is beautiful and we should start saying that loudly. Not everyone is attractive.
It's true.
It's true. And we should stop lying that we're going to say that everyone is created in God's own image. And that chick was not everyone is attractive.
There are people who are beautiful. There are people who are beautiful, Bana. It's not a matter of... Unajua kuna beauty ya beholder. And then there is the beauty that everybody knows about. So, yeah, that is just what I'm saying. Like, the beauty standards we are putting ourselves into are going to mess us up health-wise so bad that I don't know where we are going to end up, okay? I'm seeing young girls look like their mothers when in their early 20s, and I hate that for us. Yeah.
I think me for me something we should stop normalizing, which is gonna be controversial. Sorry,
we like the controversy.
It's a fear us like Chile is normalizing being single.
What?
Single parent, like being single.
Oh yeah, what? Single mothers.
We have, like what? Like for me, like me, like we've normalized being
exactly,
single mothers.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like, adiskuzi kuna click ya. Yes, single moms.
Oh yeah.
Adikuna single moms club. Like we've normalized. Exactly. Like your tradition, your family, it has totally been trashed out.
Yeah.
That I'm sorry. Family I don't tradition think... has been trashed.
Like of course, kuna different circumstances that led to that being. But yeah. It has like it, of course, yeah.
But now it's the it thing.
But
now.
Some people have just normalized like I'm single mom. Like single moms, like kuna di single moms club. Like people have normalized like raising children alone. Like for six single moms.
Yeah.
Like your tradition, your family, like it has really been trashed out. But and they think like no, we should just go back.
Exactly. And I know
as, of course
men...
kuna. Uh-huh. Some circumstances in Yezimifanya, of course.
Exactly.
But apart from the circumstances, people have just normalized being single moms.
Oh, yeah.
and
then just saying, telling people, I'm a single mother. I know one, and the man is providing,
strong,
you're not together.
Yeah.
You're not together, but he is providing, but she's calling herself a single mother.
Single
no, a single mother means it's you taking care of this baby alone and with all their needs and everything. But this is someone you're not together with. Yes, you broke up, okay, which is allowed. You can have kids with people and then the love just ends and then everyone goes their different directions. But as long as this person is still helping you pay the bills, or stop calling yourself a single mother, please.
Like,
it's not,
go back
it's not
to the, what's happened to
let's
family.
Give our kids both parents
both
experience.
Parents. If you have the capacity to, you can give your kids.
And there's so many single mothers right now.
Right now.
Of what, guy, our age means.
Some people
God.
Are even doing it by choice.
By choice.
Like, I know very well, let's say I'm dating a guy and I'm like, no, I don't want to be a wife, but I'm not a kawato iwako jujins. I want to kids. Once I get the kid, because I don't want to go to, you know, Kenyatta and buy a sperm.
Did you talk to this guy? Amma, you just got pregnant and then it's when you didn't share.
No, I wanted to get pregnant
by him,
but then I leave him because I want a child, but I don't want a man. People are really doing that a lot right now. A lot of ladies are getting pregnant and they know, I mean, nataka tu kuzaa, nataka tu mtoto.
If you're doing that, but you're communicating to this guy that Mimi and I want a kid, but I don't want the whole thing.
But some people
because
don't
that is using someone. That is using someone, and you can be taken to court for it.
Kid,
but
yeah.
Another thing that I think I feel like us ladies, we need to stop normalizing.
Mm-hmm.
And this one goes like to our society, but we need to stop normalizing women being taught how to package themselves as wives. While men are not being taught how to package themselves
as husbands.
But now every growing up unambuanga to bedmaber, kavizuri, mschana
kaikuchana
na nani. Suchi fanya nini, unatufaa kujua kupika ugali because utaenda uko utarudishwa. But I'm like, I used to get
our moms tell us
so
that.
Much statements from this, but I never used to hear my brothers
or
my cousins or being taught, by the way, unafaa kufanya hivi because you need to package yourself as a good bro. We need to stop that.
Yeah.
We need to stop
that. Definitely. No cap.
I totally agree. And my point,
that's the thing that makes us women start normalizing being wives to girl, to boyfriends.
Pull
up kwake unaona. Yeah. Ata uncle yangu wa pili unajonga tu sister yangu mwenye sule na wewe pia na yeye. You don't even know my uncle, but you want me to perform wife duties?
Oh, at a girlfriend's budget.
Bye.
All right.
Normalizing that.
Yeah, we should. We definitely.
Na
madem watu
wenye wanafanya ngayo shit. You're a pick me.
You're a pick
me. Pick me.
That's crap.
But it's not bad doing things for your mom.
Out of love.
Yeah.
Not out of at I'm a woman, I'm supposed
I'm a wife
to be
material.
But I'm a book as he anakulanga, si anoshanga mama. Yeah.
Dala.
Out of love.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like it.
Okay. My point, I think I'm next, right?
Mm-hmm.
On what we should stop normalizing is the survival mode era.
Struggle.
As women.
And girlfriend.
I'm an understanding girlfriend.
Okay. I mean, it's like you're so used to struggle to a point when you get someone who is giving you soft girl, you're like,
you're doubting.
And then we are getting to a point.
I mean, if you want to talk about your infection, I was like, bro, who you want to
like,
why are you being so nice?
Exactly. You know, I saw this chick on Instagram. She posts, she's a housewife. Okay, and the husband is lavishing her with everything, all trips, vacations, and people are like, oh, so all you're doing is cooking and staying in the house. Yeah. Oh, you're just there for the man's money. Or whatever. Mm-hmm. That is how these two people have decided to keep it. Yeah. There's something this woman is doing that this man has decided.
Yeah. She deserves
everything I'm giving. Yeah. So don't also look at someone's post and someone's life. Their husbands or boyfriends have put them in an inn. And then you're like, you just want to see them struggle so much because you're used to struggling on yourself. So let's not normalize our struggle mode. There is time for struggle, but there's time for you to also enjoy the fruits of your struggle.
And in that light, let's also stop normalizing projecting our fears into our girls, onto our friends.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know very well something didn't work out for you with someone or even a job or what, but your friend is out here trying to do the same thing, and then you're projecting your fear on remember when
I was making it.
So if you're gonna be a girl's girl, you have to write for your girl all the way. Was it projecting? I'm saying,
and then the survival mode is also tied to the bare minimum thing. You accept the bare minimum so much and normalize it like it's not normal.
I saw a quote on Instagram just last night that said, treat yourself, don't treat yourself, treat yourself with high regard and keep that as bare minimum.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like your high regard, you're going to bare minimum. Yeah. So anyone who falls short of that,
you can please fall off
the dog.
But also, don't find someone who can't give you that standard and now force them to give you that standard. That is also what I say. Okay, so in as much as Pietuna keep up with our standards and not getting used to the survival mode, let's also remember, don't get someone's child. When you're easy, keep up with your standards, and then you want to put those standards on them, ili waku provide. So get what you deserve. Don't go for someone who doesn't have that.
Pressure.
Exactly. Don't give anyone pressure to keep up with your standards. Mm. If you can't get it for yourself, I always say this, if you can't get it for yourself, stop giving another person pressure to get it for you. Yes.
Okay. Mm. You mentioned earlier, by the way, you talked about beauty standards, and it got me thinking, like, there's something called pretty privilege.
Oh, yeah.
Has it affected you? Have you experienced pretty privilege? Have you experienced pretty privilege?
I think I've experienced it. But for me, I've experienced it in a very weird, like the complete opposite way. What's the opposite of privilege?
Disadvantage.
Yes. Uh-huh. So now me, I've witnessed someone being victimized because they're pretty.
They're pretty.
You get, yes.
Oh,
someone
just
because they're pretty. And I'm like, as much as we talk about pretty privilege, of course it's there. There's some chicks when you're in your they will get their way through because of the nyawanaka.
Yeah.
But also there's some people who, a lot of them, people take advantage of them during supu.
Oh, yeah.
Just because, you know, I look some type of way, someone feels the right to, you know, talk to me, touch
exactly.
me,
touch you. Oh,
make a comment. Yeah.
So me when I say my nyawanaka to 50-50, sometimes they get the privilege, they might
the
get the, you know, the office at the corner, but sometimes getting there got them something else.
Something.
Okay, my question is, using it in favor of yourself now.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, I would use it.
Hey, thank you.
I've used it.
Thank you.
several
if you
times.
Ever have a chance to use what you have
to get
what
you want,
please
do it.
Go ahead and do it. There is no there's no dignity in kuteseka kupata
something.
Exactly. Someone is offering you a job because you're pretty. There are jobs that kama kukua hair hostess. They want the prettiest. Please go. Please.
Business clubs.
Please go.
They pick these people. Don't feel some type of way at all.
I'm a promo. Who has ever done promos a pombe?
Who
na experience pretty privilege
vibaya
sana. Unambiwa kwanza light skin privilege and pretty.
Height.
Oh God. Okay, it's there.
It's there.
There are always going to be pretty people and they are always going to get some advantage. And I think it's just about time we get used to it. And can we just move on?
Yeah.
Hata unapenda vitu mzuri mzuri. So wacha kulia mtu mzuri akipata kitu.
Anyway, apart from things that we are normalizing, I hope you guys have noted. You guys, I hope you not. I have a segment here on a spoken where 5 under 5.
Oh.
5 questions under 5 seconds.
Whoa.
I get to ask you guys random questions. Are you guys ready?
Oh God, I'm so bad at this kind of questions. But let's go.
Yeah. But with
this, is that
it's a joke.
Okay.
Like, what does financially stable look like to you?
Financially financially stable.
What does it look like?
Oh my God, I can just walk into LC Waikiki and buy anything and not be scared of the M-Pesa balance.
Mm. Yeah. Or order food without looking at the menu.
Yeah.
the price.
Oh,
you
know, yes.
A drink you can't pronounce just because you feel like.
Oh, yeah.
The fact that, for me, the fact that I can spend money without worrying.
I want to get money so I don't do that.
True.
What does friendship math mean to you?
Friendship math. There's a friendship math.
Let me tell you my example of my friendship math. Like when I'm out with my friend, when you want to go to the bathroom, I'm gonna go to the bathroom with you.
We're
gonna go to the bathroom together.
For real?
All friendship math.
Okay.
Like when you're out together.
Yeah.
Like in fact, if you're my friend and you're going on a date with a dude for the first time, I'm gonna look at the dude's number plate. And like
so Nikama codes,
like
the girl codes.
Like friendship for you. What does friendship math mean to you?
What I have is we go out together and we agree that it's girls' night out, we are friends. Please don't let a man come and then matoka kujibeba one by one as you leave.
You have to stay together.
Because I'm the one that will stay up to the last minute. So imagine everybody's gone, nimebaki kwa tebo peke yangu. Please, girls, ladies, this segment is for ladies. Let's not do that. Girls' night is girls' night.
True. Another friendship math for me is we are like, if you're friends, you don't have to talk daily. We are all grown, we have responsibilities.
Yeah, true.
When you need me, holler at me, I'm be there. Like, that's friendship.
But also, don't disappear for way too long. When there are these friends that when you need their help, they'll never be available.
Yeah.
But when they need yours, they are there.
True.
That is not friendship.
For me, a friendship math has to be like, my friend has to feel that I'm a safe space.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that's always borderline for me. And I always, if someone, like, let's say we are friends, and then I feel some type of energy from you, I won't even like start resenting you, because I feel too, kuna venye umse, I feel me in a safe space, yeah, okay? So I'm not going to try to force myself to be a safe space. Nitajitoa tu pole pole, you get? But for me, that's always like a code, like, I need to feel like banana zaka kudipendea wewe. And I also want you to feel like...
You can depend on...
Yes, dala ni mse I can count on.
But you also don't force your friends to tell you what they don't want to say. To disclose whatever it is they don't want to say.
How many there are some people like us? In a different level of friendship. In a depend. Could I watch wengine?
Maybe they feel like ni private, I won't force you. If you feel like...
I think for me it depends level of friendship.
Yeah.
Okay.
Another question. What's the smallest inconvenience that can ruin your day?
Oh my God, take away my glasses.
When you forget your glasses at home. My day is
alright.
When I forget my glasses at home, I feel so bad.
Me too.
What can ruin my day?
Lack of internet.
True.
Oh, yeah. That is the basis of everything. You wake up in the morning, it's...
Electricity, KPFC.
Oh, yes.
Lack of electricity too. Internet.
Imagine what you're asking me, Mazima. Okay.
What's the loudest lesson you've learned? The loudest and hardest, like painful, the most painful lesson you've learned. Let me start. The hardest and most painful lesson I've learned is, just because you're a good person doesn't mean everything good is gonna happen.
Exactly.
So
I think that is for all of us. Like sometimes the best people experience the worst things, and then you're like,
bad things happen to good people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then you're like, no. Oh God. And then I also have learned this. Our timelines are all different. Inaenda kukuuma ukiangalia beshte yako you went to Kampo with. They're in their best jobs.
You're
getting
comparing yourself
then
with
you're
them.
Comparing yourself, and it's about time. I just learned our timelines are very different, and you just have to accept it, whether you like it or not.
I think another loudest lesson I've learned is don't tell people your business. Move in silence. My last episode, you guys, was about moving in silence.
Oh yes. Don't tell people everything about you.
For me, the loudest thing that I've learned that was so painful for me is at the end of the day, every human is their own best friend, is their own person. Mm-hmm. So you can't really know someone. You remember, can only know what the perception or but you can't really even
know the insides. Yes.
You can't really tell.
Yes.
And for me, when I realized that, like, it was just a super game changer for me, because any lini make me feel, oh, okay, the only thing I can control is me, you know. So life starts becoming a bit easier. Kuna unajua kuna vitu zingine za za kukusumbua, like, I want this person to do this, or so you want your boss to do this, but then you realize, oh my god, I can't control that shit. Yeah.
Have you noticed that was the jinxing things also? Mm. Jinxing things before they happen also leads to them not happening.
You've jinxed it.
Yeah, you have a plan, you talk about it.
Another loudest and painful one. Oh my god, this one. Like, someone can truly wish you, can be wishing for you to get something good, and then when you get that thing, they're upset about it.
Oh yeah.
But no, generally, Miss Jay, I mean, I experienced it and I was like, oh, but you really wanted me to get this. Like, you'd pray about it, we'd talk about it. Now that I have it.
No, there's the idea of you having it, and then now there's. She has it.
Yeah. But even with it's not supposed to be that way. Award,
yeah.
And then I won it. Yeah. Because of that.
I know.
She never even told me congratulations.
What? And, like, and when you were applying, she was like, yay, she was rooting for you to win.
Oh, yeah.
And then when I won,
we are going to win regardless.
Me, let me tell you, like, we were talking about, like, before I got, like, my baby, with this friend of mine, we were talking, and me, I used to be the girl for Ami, I will never have children. So when I got my baby, and then I told this friend of mine, you know,
they cut you off.
To date. Like, my boy is 3, bro. To date.
What was the on issue? You having your own baby?
Over sudden, I'm pregnant. It should be like, oh my god, congratulations. Oh my god, okay, what happened?
What happened? Give me the story.
And I'm always like, wait,
that is weird.
She, like, she didn't, like, really want you to have a baby.
Yeah, like, she really didn't want me to. And she really liked the fact that I'd say, I don't want.
Stay away from such people.
You know, I can always say, oh, Mr. Hagile, but maybe it's just from the near kukapa moja. And then you'll want it.
Another world unfolds as it should. It's why stress. Everything is happening as it should.
Mr. Zigile, from that slow.
Like, yep, this is what was meant to happen.
So Zigile, that's so slow, and you're like, oh, God. Can you just go a little bit quicker?
Even me, anyway, that's it. Next, we're going to talk about karma. You guys, Galma.
Oh, boy.
I know you guys have been seeing Galma trending on TikTok. It's basically making poor financial decisions.
Yeah. But and people have normalized it, and they don't think it should be.
Literally saving some little coins.
Yeah. So
which is not really saving some little really coins saving, in the long run, yeah.
But it depends.
Oh, yeah.
What's your Galma?
One of my Galma is, I have a... When... know how they need price tags from 1,000 to maybe it was 1,000, but now they're written 999.
Yeah,
and I keep telling myself, oh, it's way cheaper. How about you take another one? And then the bit where the shipping cost, and then I'm like, okay, one, if I buy one, it's 200, for example, the shipping cost, but if I get two, I can still get it at the same shipping cost, so I have saved. Let's get two. Yeah. Which in the long run is not really saving.
Yeah.
But najembeka kwa kichwa, I have saved. Yes. Two items, the same shipping cost.
Ah, by the way, even me, when I'm buying, in fact, clothes online, I buy in bulk.
Skincare.
I buy in bulk.
So yeah. Two are the same.
I paid delivery fee once.
That's which is not really saving.
That's Galma.
Until you pay delivery fee once.
Yes.
Okay. For me, is thrifting. Like, najiambia venye, I have 3K. Let me just go to Kibuye and get some stuff. Nitaenda huko, but I'll end up in my spend 6K. But then in my mind, I'll be telling myself that nimeenda ku thrift.
And you also lie to yourself at
least CJ.
You also lie to yourself at I'm not just sit buy any other anytime soon.
So let me just do it. As a matter of my job, I end up on the commission next month. So let me just get these boots now to that next month when it's raining.
I'm ready for the rainy season. Who has this problem of? Okay, another girl math I have is the M-Pesa paying in card and paying in cash thing.
It's more painful.
Eh, but na mimi kulipa in cash, but na niko na tao naona natoa so mbili.
Okoa. Yeah. I don't know why I have M-Pesa, nikona airtime, nikona money kwa M-Pesa,
mm-hmm.
but bitch is not gonna buy airtime. I'm just gonna okoa. And then nikona like, but
shit,
nenda kunipata. Last week I had to abandon one of my lines. I was like, nope, I'm not paying all this money. Oh, yeah. Buy a new line.
Okay.
Because, you know, but I'm like,
I have a problem paying in cash. Neza kuona at a 5K, I don't want to lose that 5K. Once nimetoa thao from that, I'm like, there's some money out. But M-Pesa, I'm okay.
Me, when I start using cash, I think I'm being broke. I'm about to be broke.
Exactly.
I'm about to be broke. When I start transacting with cash, I'm sabaik na mlipa na cash.
Oh, yeah.
I'm about to be broke. No, I'm about to be broke.
I don't like touching on my cash, Nini. It keeps me safe. This but security.
But when you're transacting with M-Pesa bank, like you don't feel
the fast at transacting with M-Pesa. I don't feel like money metoka kwa nini yangu, no. But quick exchange tao, it
really quite 800.
Let me see,
another
girl math for me.
Girl math for me is buying wigs in, like buying wigs.
Oh, yeah.
Girl math, buying wigs. There's a time when you don't have money to make your hair.
Yeah.
You wear
Oh, my God, let me tell you the girl math. I did not that you mentioned hair. Locks. Yeah. I thought it was gonna be like cheaper, like I won't have to, you know, buying braids every month looking for hairstyles. Boy,
so many people think that
what they don't,
so many people think that locks are so expensive.
It's expensive, one, especially when there's starter locks like this. After like every 2 weeks,
you're supposed to do retouch.
Need to calculate the cost. I'm like, okay, this thing,
it's way, way expensive than braids,
yeah.
Oh, God.
See, I said, I'll be buying my wigs. If I don't have money to make my hair, or I feel lazy making my hair, I'm going to put on my wigs.
Yeah. And I also have this girl where I think every problem I have can be solved by buying myself something.
Yeah.
I feel a little depressed. Let's go make our nails.
Therapy is a thing. Okay, it's a thing even me.
But it's not supposed to be normalized.
Another girl math that I do. Is like a tiny kenda super, like when I know, let's say I have something like drinking chocolate or like Renko in the house. So ikienda kuisha, nikienda kubai, sendi kubai the tin. I just buy the sashes and then nikienda kuchukua hizi masashe, unajipata tena umechukua spices zingine that you didn't have.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Technically, if I went to buy the sashe at Renko, but I've added curry powder that I didn't have, I've spent money that I could have just used to buy that.
Exactly.
Your math ain't making sense.
Oh, but we ladies will always make bad financial decisions and give it an excuse.
To rising better. To making
okay.
good decisions. For me, another girl math is when I hate something that I can't buy, like I can't buy it because I hate it. But when someone buys it for me,
you're okay.
I'm okay with it. When someone else, because it's not my money.
You've not spent your money on it.
Yeah, I've not spent my money.
Do people have this thing where if I lend you money and then you give me back after a while, I don't feel like it's my money. I feel like it's money gifted to me.
Yeah,
I say, bad financial decisions. Let's go eat pizza.
Like when you lend someone money and then they give it back to you.
Maybe a week later. I don't feel like this was my money. It was supposed to be because it wasn't in my mind. It feels like new money gifted, so we can spend it anyhow. Okay, this is money I didn't put in my plans and whatever. So I'm like, this is new money. Someone just gifting me money.
Let me ask you guys a question. Now that we're talking about girl, but how do you people always handle like somebody else's perfume or lotion?
From head to mgu.
Because if it's someone's lotion, oh my God, I will pack your serum, but mine.
You do something. Finish it, kidogo, please.
I'm done.
Kwanza my moisturizer.
Yeah.
Kwanza my skincare is really expensive.
Skincare is expensive right at the moment.
Oh God,
you miss you.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's just it. I think that's
my,
major for me. Yeah. Apart from money, do you have girl maths in your
relationship-wise?
Relationship-wise. You judge everybody except that one man. that does the worst.
I don't know if
things.
This is girl math, but me, if a dude, we want to meet with a dude, maybe for a first date, and he like invites me for a club.
Yeah.
are you going?
Deal breaker.
Like, ah, na forget someone. No, this dude is not for me. Like, why your first you meetup meet club is in a so club. Noisy, like, your first meetup is in a club.
You can't even talk.
For me, a deal breaker for me is you ask for a photo.
Mm-hmm.
You're chatting me online and you ask for a photo, and I'm like,
oh yeah. Bro, you can Google. I think that really we like, love that in 2010.
I'm on Instagram.
For example, maybe a photo is a DP, bro.
Yeah,
DP.
Yeah. That's always like. Mm-mm.
I think that we left that in 2020. Mm-hmm. 2002. We don't do that
or you
anymore.
You
want
to start a conversation with my status? Like, you haven't talked like to me in a while.
Yeah, then and now when I post photo, myself looking pink.
I am guilty of that. Yeah. I'm guilty
me,
of that.
Me, I hate those people. For that, me, I don't even... Yeah. I blue tick you.
But come on, let me just say this. Let's think of this. You don't normally talk much,
mm-hmm.
but they put out a DP that looks nice. It's okay to
talk. But you haven't been talking.
Yeah. I don't see a problem with me telling you. Like, you look nice.
You would my status. See, you just come now on the inbox now when you chat. It's like, hi, it's been a minute since we spoke. How are you doing?
But it starts for me telling you you look pretty in that picture.
So if you didn't see me, you wouldn't have. Yeah,
maybe
you checked up on me.
No. Come on. There, you have people in your contact list. Let's say the truth that you don't talk to every other day. Okay,
no,
but they're still your people. Okay. I have people that I don't talk to every other day. But when I see they've done something, I'm like, oh, congratulations. Like on LinkedIn. Oh, congratulations on that. But we don't talk on a daily. It's acceptable.
It is.
Come on. I don't need to talk to the 100 and something people by phone every other day. Nah.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's girl math.
Yeah. Guys. I think we've wrapped girl math.
So you guys, if you're a speaker, you're a Chile, you're a chick, I hope you've learned something.
Oh,
from things you should stop normalizing as girls.
Because that is very important. Yeah.
And some girl math to survive the economy of Kenya.
Oh yes.
Survive the economy
of Kenya. So zinakuwagaza kusurvive ama nini into the pits of economic distress. Even further. Yeah.
So guys, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. You're gonna be watching this episode on Women's Day. So happy International
Women's Day
to all our girlies. Remember to support girlies. Be a girl's girl.
Yeah.
Be a girl's girl. Usikwetu ulem say ati miss nanga mabishi madem.
I hate that thing by the way you are too.
I miss nanga madem
wako na udaku drama.
Drama.
Can only be
you're the drama. You are the drama.
Okay.
Yeah. So thank you guys for coming. I hope you enjoyed. How was it?
I've had a good time.
I've had some good time.
I love that she's crazy. I like your crazy Dala. I love your crazy.
And I've learned a lot of things from the two of you.
Same.
Thank you guys for coming. Thank you guys for pulling up. Thank you for your patience. It's been a heck of a shooting day today, guys. Mm-hmm. You just have no idea. But thank you guys. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Social media.
At Dala on TikTok. Follow me on TikTok. I'm way cooler on TikTok.
Oh, nice.
On TikTok, I'm Wasal Fitness content. Yes, but I have the Loud Voice podcast on YouTube.
Check it out.
IG. So check that out.
Interact with me on social media at Awina Witi at Unspoken Podcast KE.
Yes.
That's what's up. I'll see you on the next episode. Adios.
Bye-bye.
Remember to interact with me on my social media platforms at Awino Awiti and at Unspoken Podcast KE, guys. But they have a till number, you guys. Nikona till number. Shamelessly. Well, I was told that never be shy to ask for help.
Yeah.
Ask your community. So I have a till number. Pay bill. A till number. I'm going to put it here. So if you want to support our channel, support our community. Yeah, you
support,
can do that.
Support, like, share, subscribe.
Yeah. But they subscribe, you guys.
Subscribe
to YouTube. Remember, you can also listen to the audio episodes on Spotify every Wednesday. New episodes, by the way. New episodes drop every Wednesday and Sunday. You guys, two episodes. That's how I love my speakers, y'all. Two episodes, Wednesday and Sunday. Tune in for that. Thank you, Asal. Thank you, Dala.
Had a nice time.
See you guys. Keep safe. Keep it unspoken. Adios.